Shalom to all. Today we're going to be discussing Sanhedrin Parak Test Mishnah Dalam Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is bringing the Chaz Asur Bas Rachel Shish Bezecher Fine Receiver Kagon Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Dalam tells us Mishnah is Chayiv Shtei Mises Bezin. Someone who's Chayiv two separate Mises Bezin. He was over two Isurim, so he's Chayiv two different Mises Bezin. Nidin B'Chamura, he gets judged with the more Chamer of the two. Now let's say Avra Avera Shnei Chayiv Shtei Mises. He was over one Avera that's Mechayiv him two separate Mises Bezin. Nidin B'Chamura, he gets judged with more Chamer one. For example, he lived with a woman who was his mother-in-law and who was married because she's married to his father-in-law. So he's over two Isurim, one which is his mother-in-law and that he would get Srefa for, and the other one because she's an Eshesish, she's a married woman and that gets Chenek. So he's going to get the more Chamer of the two. However, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi argues and says that no. Nidan Bazika Harishana Shaba Alav, he gets judged with the first Zika that came to him, meaning the first Isser that he had to be careful of, that's the one he's going to get judged by. So let's say, for example, he married this woman's daughter, so she became his mother-in-law, but at that point in time, she was not married yet, so he didn't have the Isser of Eshes Ish, he only had the Isser of mother-in-law, and then afterwards his mother-in-law got married, making her an Eshes Ish, so when he lives with her, he's going to be judged just for the Isser of mother-in-law, which is Srefa, and not for the Isser of Eshes Ish, because again, as we just said, the Isser of mother-in-law came first before the Isser of Eshes Ish. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, here we have an interesting scenario. Misha Laka Vishana, someone gets Malkus and got Malkus again. This is referring to a person who's over an Isser that he gets Kares for, and we know that a person who gets Kares also gets Malkus, so he was over this Isser twice, and he got Malkus twice, and then he was over it again. So Bezin does something else. They take drastic measures. Bezin machnis anos el kippah. Bezin puts him into the kippah, which is this tiny little jail cell that's just the height of his head. Machil anos el sa'irim, and then they give him barley. Acher kesem misbakas, until his stomach blows up. There's actually something that happens beforehand. First, they give him bread and water only, and that's in order to shrink and shrivel his stomach because of hunger. Then they give him barley, or barley bread according to some, and that causes a rapid expansion of his stomach, causing it to burst, and then he dies because of that. And similarly, if a person killed somebody else, but there was no Edim, meaning we didn't have sufficient Edim to be Mechayiv him Misa officially in Bezdin, but we know for sure, incontrovertibly, 100%, that he killed this person. So here also, we put him into this kippah, into this jail cell, and we give him this bread and water until his stomach shrivels, then we give him the barley, and his stomach expands, and he dies. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick tomorrow with Mishnah Vav, and Perek Yod, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.